Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Soriano. Hello, everyone. I hope you enjoyed your week. And most importantly, I hope that during your week, you found the time to pray to Jesus. To me, there's nothing more important than prayer, because through prayer, we get to talk directly to Jesus whenever we want about anything on our minds. Prayer lets us build a relationship with the Lord, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. In time, we learn through prayer how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all that is troubling us and let Him handle it. This lets us live our lives in peace and contentment, free from stress, worries, and fears. Years ago, I wouldn't have understood anything I just told you because I had very little faith and I didn't pray. As a result, I had no relationship with the Lord. That all changed for me when in 2010, through a series of events no doubt orchestrated by the Lord, I found Jesus, and to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was, we are all special, blessed with qualities, talents, and abilities that are gifts from God that make each of us unique. In the eyes of our Lord, we are all special. On today's show, we're going to talk about something that probably many of us have never thought about, and that is, we rise by lifting others. When we take the time to help someone, when we give of ourselves and console someone, or when we spend time with a sick friend or elderly relative, what happens? Whoever we've helped, consoled, or spent time with feels better. And when they do, we do, because we were able to please them in some way. But in essence, we feel good because we've experienced something wonderful, which is we rise by lifting others. As Christians, we're obligated to put the needs of others first. But let's be honest, that isn't something we generally think about, primarily because in today's fast-paced world, we're so consumed with our own lives and needs, we tend to not think too much about others outside of our immediate family. But when we do have that opportunity to do something special for someone, the moment we see the joy in their eyes, everything we had been thinking about disappears for a short time while we savor the moment, because we have experienced a wonderful feeling. And that feeling is we rise by lifting others. And believe it or not, it's all part of God's plan. The Lord wants us to be compassionate toward one another. He wants and expects us to love one another. So it makes sense that when we do something pleasing for a family member, a neighbor, a coworker, or a stranger, and when we witness their reaction, we feel good. This is because God has created the opportunity for all of us, which is we rise by lifting others. In the Bible it says, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, therefore encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. This Bible verse tells us that the Lord expects us to support one another and help them in need whenever we can. So what is the point of what I'm saying, and why should we think about the phrase, we rise by lifting others? The answer is that God expects us to put the needs of others first, and whenever we do, our reward is it makes us feel good. This is God's gift to us for following His laws and commands. Understanding how we rise by lifting others is another part of living life as a Christian. Our topic for today is we rise by lifting others. Throughout our lives, we have so many opportunities to be there for someone in need. We're at the office and a coworker is very upset. We could ignore them, but hopefully not, so we choose to comfort them, starting by asking them what's troubling them. Maybe it's a work-related problem, Maybe it's a problem at home, or maybe it's some other type of difficulty. But whatever it is, we offer an ear and listen to their situation. And perhaps we're able to give them good advice that helps them. Perhaps we're able to provide assistance in some other way. And perhaps all we can do is listen, but listening is still a comfort to them. When we see the change in their attitude and we know that they are feeling better, we feel good as well, because we know we were able to help them and because we rise by lifting others. God's love is so strong for all of us, and He wants us to not only love Him, but to love one another. He also wants us to provide for one another. So whenever we have an opportunity to do something kind for someone, God wants to reward us, and He does that by making us feel good because we rise by lifting others. The first song I'm going to play today is based on a metaphor. The song is called God is Light. When I wrote this song, I thought about the many references throughout the Bible that refer to the Lord as light. As Christians, we think of light when thinking of God because light represents all that is good, while darkness, often associated with the devil, is all that's evil. In the song verses, we hear about the beauty of our Lord and all the wonderful things He represents. Then in a chorus, the comparison of God to light and how significant He is to all of us. The words in the chorus are, God is light, my light and salvation. God is light, whom shall I fear? God is light, the incarnation. God is light, for He is here. God is light, my light and salvation. God is light, I'm not afraid. I shall not fear the darkness in my life. I'm not afraid, God is light. Please listen now to my song, God is Light.
Open your eyes, behold the beauty. God gave a sight for all of us to see. Open your hearts, feel Him inside. Joy I cannot hide. Every good and perfect gift comes from Him above, from the Father who heavenly light, a Father who gives His love. God is like my light and salvation. God is like whom shall I fear? God is like the incarnation. I'm not afraid, I shall not fear the darkness in my life. I'm not afraid, God is light. Open your mind to the glory of God. See the light, the sun and the stars. Open your ears, hear all there is. To the light, I knew it's Jesus. Every joy and kind good deed comes from Him above, the Father who gives us the light, a Father who gives His love. God is like my light, salvation. God is like whom shall I fear? God is like the incarnation. I'm not afraid, I shall not fear the darkness in my life. I'm not afraid, God is light. Life and the life of men. Life is a gift.
God is light.
Shall I fear?
God is light.
Incarnation.
God is light.
For He is here.
God is light.
My light, salvation.
God is light.
I'm not afraid. I shall not fear the darkness in my life. I'm not afraid. God is light.
We'll be right back. Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Today's topic is we rise by lifting others. When we think about it, the concept of we rise by lifting others is really very simple. Yet too often, we don't think about others and their needs. As a result, many of us remain oblivious and miss out on the many opportunities we as Christians have to help someone in need. One way to correct that is through prayer. We can pray to Jesus and ask Him to open our eyes to the needs of those around us. So many of them are simple things we don't even pay attention to, like holding the door open for someone behind us as we're entering a building, or letting a car get in front of us when they're trying to enter the lane we're in. Pray to Jesus and let Him know that we want to improve ourselves to be more observant of the needs of others around us and not let us only focus on our needs. Pray to Jesus and ask Him to keep our eyes open so that we can be more aware of how we can help those in need and, in essence, follow the laws and commands of God by being a true Christian who puts the needs of others before our own. Ask Jesus through prayer to help us not take all we have for granted and to appreciate what we have, and when we can, share with those in need whatever we can to make their lives better. We rise by lifting others is a phrase, but it's true when we use our gifts to help others. Through prayer, share with Jesus how to help us see an opportunity where we can be putting the needs of others before our own. We can also pray to Jesus to open the eyes of those we know who ignore the needs of others around them. Pray to Jesus and ask Him to help them become aware of the opportunities they have to help those they can without hesitation and with kindness and compassion. So as we go through our week, pray to Jesus and let Him know that we want to be more observant and aware of those around us who we can help. Let Him know that we wish to be better Christians by doing a better job of following the laws and commands of our God. Understanding how we can use prayer for whatever we wish to share with our Lord is another step in living life as a Christian. Today we're talking about we rise by lifting others. We can turn to the Bible where it says, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves." This Bible verse makes it clear that as Christians, we are to respect one another, avoid greed and conceit, and to put the needs of others before our own. We rise by lifting others when we show selfless acts out of kindness, love, and compassion for others that help them and make their lives better. Our reward is the feeling we receive because the Lord allows us to feel good, which is His way of showing us that we have pleased Him. It should never be about us, for we should never put ourselves first. We should always live as Christians, following the laws and commands of our God, and letting our Lord know how much we love Him and that we are committed to putting the needs of others before our own. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and upbeat song called Hallelujah, Let Him Hear You Sing. When I wrote this song, I thought about all the times we hear those singing worship to our Lord. Choirs and cantors in church, Christian artists on the radio, and so many people who join in song at church and concerts. Singing is a great way to worship our Lord, and throughout the Bible, there are many references to how we as Christians should always be willing to sing our praises to our God, no matter what type of voice we may have, for our Lord wants to hear us sing. In the verses, we hear how we should praise our Lord through song, and in the chorus, how wonderful it is when we worship our Lord when singing. Please listen now to my song, Alleluia, Let Him Hear You Sing.
When we sing and pray, through song we can tell Him what's in our hearts. Such joy you will feel when you sing. So let's start. Sing Alleluia. Sing, Alleluia. Sing it out now. Sing Alleluia. Merciful and just, so sing with joy, reach out and rejoice, sing to the Lord, let Him hear your voice, sing Alleluia.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the third Sunday in ordinary time. In the gospel, we hear Jesus has come back to Nazareth, where he grew up, and is reading a scroll in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. When he finished, all were staring at him, and he said, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing," which was his way of letting those listening know he was starting his ministry. I chose Psalm 30 for today. "I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me." This psalm, written by King David, conveys a deep sense of gratitude and praise to our God for delivering him and his people out of trouble. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text, supported by a contemporary melody and musical arrangement. This psalm has been published by Worship Now. Please listen to my version of Psalm 30, "I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me." Be right back. Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, "An Unspoken Bible." His name is Bill. He has wild hair, wears a t-shirt with holes in it, jeans and no shoes. This was literally his wardrobe for his entire 4 years of college. He is brilliant, kind of esoteric, and very, very bright. He became a Christian recently while attending college. Across the street from the campus is a well-dressed, very conservative church. One day, Bill decides to go there. He walks in with no shoes, jeans, his t-shirt, and wild hair. The service has already started, and so Bill starts down the aisle looking for a seat. The church is completely packed, and he can't find a place to sit. By now, people are really looking a bit uncomfortable, but no one says anything. Bill gets closer and closer and closer to the pulpit, and when he realizes there are no seats, he just squats down right on the carpet. Although perfectly acceptable behavior at a college fellowship, trust me, this has never happened in this church before. By now, the people are really uptight and the tension in the air is thick. About this time, the minister realizes that from way at the back of the church, an elder is slowly making his way toward Bill. The elder is in his 80s, has silver gray hair, and a three-piece suit. He is a godly man, very elegant, very dignified, very courtly. He walks with a cane, and as he starts walking toward this boy, everyone is saying to themselves that you can't blame him for what he's going to do. How can you expect a man of his age and of his background to understand some college kid on the floor? It takes a long time for the man to reach the boy. The church is utterly silent except for the clicking of the man's cane. All eyes are focused on him. You can't even hear anyone breathing. The minister can't even preach the sermon until the elder does what he has to do. And now they see this elderly man drop his cane on the floor. With great difficulty, he lowers himself and sits down next to Bill and worships with him so he won't be alone. Everyone chokes up with emotion. When the minister gains control, he says, "What I'm about to preach, you will never remember. What you have just seen, you will never forget. Be careful how you live. You may be the only Bible some people will ever read." Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God. Let go and let God.